Okay, let's start. We're on Lamed, Ahmed Beis, and the Mishnah. Berishona, originally, Hayim Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom. They would accept the Eidim for the Chodesh all day. Pamachas Nishtoa Eidim Milavoy. One time, they were late. Niskal Klu Halavim B'Shia. And there was a mistake made with the Shia of the Tamid Shel Bein Arboim. So the Hiskinu, but they made a tikkunah for that this shouldn't happen again. Shlo yeh yu mekablim ala adam mincha. They should only accept the testimony until a mincha. But im bo edim in a mincha lamala, and if edim came after the mincha time, they would be noigin oisu hayom kodesh. They would nevertheless keep that day kodesh, meaning i.e. they wouldn't sanctify that day, even though in theory they could. And the macha kodesh, and they would do Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, and that would be, they count from that day, and they'd keep that kodesh obviously as well. So Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Hiskin, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, this is the fourth Tekana, I've got a four written over it. This is Yeshiyum Kablim, Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom. They should accept the Eidus Kol Yom because it's not applicable nowadays, seemingly. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Mark Kilkul, what was the Kilkul? Kilkul Levim Bashir. What was the Kilkul that they did in the Shia with the Tamashel Ben Arboim? So Hacha, over here in Bavel, Targimu, they explained, Shelo Omru Shira Kolika. They didn't say, they just basically were in doubt, they didn't know what to do, so they just didn't say the Shia of the Tamashel Ben Arboim. Rabbi Zeira, over there in Israel, he said, Omar, Omru Shira, they said Shira, Shelchol, but they made a mistake and they said Shelchol, in Tamashel Ben Arboim. In the Tamashel of Shel Ben Arboim. Okay. Amma loy Rebbe Zeira, la hava berei. Rebbe Zeira said to his son, Puk, go out, Tani Lahu, we're going to teach the over to those Babylonians the following brisa. Hiskinu, the Meditakonah, Shloyu, Mekabalim, Eidos Achoydesh, the Meditakonah, Mekabal, Eidos Achoydesh, Ela Kadei, Shehe Shuhus, Beyom. There should be enough time in the day, Lahakriv, Tamidim, in order to sacrifice the Tamidim, the Musafim, also the Musaf offerings, the Nischehem, and also the wine libations with them, Veloima, Shira, and to say the Shira without making any mistakes. End of Brisa. So Iyamar, if you say Bishlama Omoshira to Choyl, if you said that, like I said, that they said the Shira Shechoyl, Hainu the Ikashibush, that's there was a mistake, i.e., they said the wrong song. Ella Iyamar Lo Omosh Klal, but if you want to say, like you say, they didn't say any Shira at all, my Shibush Ika, there's no Shibush over there, they didn't make a mistake. Okay, answer the Gemara. No, Kiv and Lo Amar Chalal. Since they didn't say, Ein Lecha Shibush Gadol Mizat. There's no greater Shibush than that. Basically, what's the difference? They basically didn't do the right thing. So, Meisiv Rav Acha Vahun. I'm going to have another Kasha. Tomid Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Tomid of Rosh Hashanah Shachris. The one in the morning. Korev Kil Chosoy. They brought it in the normal fashion, and they said the regular Shir Shel Chol because generally the Eidim didn't come, so they left it as normal. But Musaf, my Omer, what he said the Musaf offering of Rosh Hashanah? So he said, say, Harinu Lelukim Uzeinu Hariu Leluke Yaakov. Okay, you say that capital Tehillim of the Chamish, Yom Chamishi's capital Tehillim. So, B'mincha, my Omer, what he said on the Mincha with the Tamid Shel Bein Arboim? So, call Hashem Yochel Midbar. You say that, the capital Chof Tes. That's over there, it mentions the giving of the Torah, which was with Shofros. So now, what happens about if it came on Thursday? If Rosh Hashanah came on Thursday, B'Shabbos, the Shira of it is, meaning the Shacharis, is Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. So what are you going to do over here? So over here, Lo Hayu Oimer B'Shacharis Harninu. They would change it, and they wouldn't say Shacharis in Harninu. Mipnei Shechoyzev Koifel as a Perek. Because we're going to have to, they would repeat it again in Musaf. So they didn't want to do that. And seemingly it's more important that the Musaf what should be Harninu. So Elo Mo'aymer. So what did they say with the Shachris on Yom Chamishi of Rosh Hashanah? They said Haroisi Misevel Shechmoy, which is the later part of the Kapitel Tehillim. Good morning. We're on Lamed Ahmed Bey's five lines from the bottom. So they said it right. So now what happens? What about if the Edom came after Tamid Shel Shachar? So now they don't know it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So they would have just basically said Harninu. the capital Kitel Mishul Yom Chamishi. So now, Poseidon, what are you going to do? So when it comes to Moshe, what are they going to do? Omer Haninu, we're going to say Haninu again. Even though they're repeating it, it's okay. What are you going to do? So the end of Brisa. So Iyamot, if you want to tell me Bishlama makes sense, call Heichad Mistapka anywhere you Mistapik. Omer Mishira Dechol, you say the Shira of the Chol. So you understand Haninu Dukama. Yeah, Omer Koifel. That's what it says. That basically you're going to say it again and double it. So you see, obviously they were doubling it. Yeah, so this is the normally in it. So basically, the point is, in a situation of doubt, yeah, if you don't know what to do, so you go with the norm. You'll say it, you know, give it a shot. So you do the best you can. So you'll say you'll say the normal one. So Ella Iamot Lo Amachlal. But if you say they didn't say at all, meaning if you're in a situation of doubt, just basically refrain. Better do nothing. Yeah, my Omer Koifel. There's no situation to become Omer Koifel because you wouldn't have said it. So we see it. Anyway, it's clear over here that if you're in a situation of doubt, that you should do like Rabbi Zeira said, and you don't say it at all. So the Gemara pushes off. No, it's not conclusive. Shani Hasam, no, it's different over there because the Shira de Yomehi, because at the end of the day, yeah, on Yom Chamishi in the morning, yeah, even if it turns out to be Rosh Hashanah, it's still, we didn't say the wrong capital. Yeah, you said the one that was pertinent that was right to Yom Chamishi. So fine, so you doubled it. Sophic doubling Lahokel. But to say the wrong one, it's maybe different. Okay.
Meaning it's only a Thursday specific
answer
from Rabbi Zeira.
Yeah, that's Thursday's not as bad. Yeah. To him, yeah, to Rabbi Zeira. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Barishon Mahayu Oimrim. Now we're just talking about now. The Tomid of a normal day, right? Of every this is a weekday. This is we're talking about today. Yeah, what would they do in the basic Mikdash of the basic Mikdash today? So Barishon Maho Yomrim. What would they say? They said L'shem Ha'aretzim Lo Yoh, right? Like we did today. Al Shem Shekona V'Hikna V'Sholit Ba'Olamo. On in reference to the Hashem basically acquired and made in order to give over to his people, and he was the sole leader, person in the world, because there was only Hashem at that point. Right? B'sheni moho yomrim, what did he say on Yom Sheni? It says, God l'Hashem umhulamoid. Okay, so it's great as Hashem, and he's praised, exalted. So Al Shem Shechilik Ma'asov, because now he actually there was a separation between things, and therefore he was like a melech, and it was coming to him praise. But Shlishi Hayomrim, they would say Elokim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kael, that Hashem stood in the congregation, his congregation. So Al Shem, this is in reference to Shegila Eretz B'Chochmasoy, that he revealed the land and with his chokhmah, the hechin table adosoi, and he prepared the earth for his congregation. But Ravi Hayomrim, what did they say on Ravi? Kelnik was Hashem. Hashem is the God of vengeance. Al Shem Shabara Chama Lavana. He created the sun and the moon. V'asid liporeh mi avdehem. And in the future, he's going to punish the people who serve them. But Chamishi Hayomrim, and for Chamishi, they would say Harninu Lelukim Uzeinu. Okay, why did this? That Al Shem Shabara Oifai. So let's just say touch. So the words Harninu means to basically Lashon Rina, to give praise. Yeah, the God, Almighty One. This is a reference to that Shem created the Oifos and the Dogim, the birds and the fish, and which have many different kinds of colors and beautiful things. The Shabeach Lishmo, in order that it should bring praise to Hashem. But Shishi Amrim, what would they say on Shishi? Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. That Hashem was reigned, and he was in his majesty, and he donned his majesty. So Al Shem Shugama Malachtoi, he finished his work on Malach Aleihem, and he was the king upon them. B'Shvi Ha'Imrim, what would they say on Shvi, on Shabbos? So this is the point of contention over here. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, the Mizmor for the day of Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Yom L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the day that is going to be all Shabbos, there's going to be the day of rest, like for the whole world, which is going to be desolate, which we're going to see. So Amar Rabbi Nechemiah, Ma Ruch Chachamim L'Chalek Bein HaProkim. Why did the Chachamim make a distinction between the Parokim? There's an inconsistency over here with regards to Yom Shvi, Shabbos, Hallelu. Ella, so now he's going to just basically say for the first 6 days we say all the same thing, but the seventh day he's going to argue. So let's just go through this quickly. Rishon, Shekona, V'Hikna, b'sholit boi lomoi, b'sheini shechilik ma'asov u'malach aloyem, b'shlishi shegila eretz b'chokmosoi, b'heichin tevel adosoi, b'rvi shebora choma u'levona, v'osid l'pore mi'avdehen, b'chabishi shebora oifuiz v'dogim, l'shebech l'shemoi, b'shishi shegoma malachtoi u'malach aloyem. B'shvii, okay, what's shvii? Al shem sheshovas. Right, we say the same kipitzel, but what's the reason that we say it? It's a historical thing, because Hashem rested on that day. So now, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia? So the kumifligi, but Rav Katina, the argument regards to Rav Katina, the Omer Rav Katina, shisa alfi shoni hava alma. The world is going to be extant for 6,000 years. And there's going to be 1,000 years that it's going to be desolate, because Hashem is going to just basically purify it and fix it up. So Shinema v'niska v'Hashem levadoi, that Hashem is going to be elevated b'yomahu on that day. And we know the day of Hashem is 1,000 years. So basically, Hashem is going to be alone for 1,000 years. Yes, Amar Abaye says treicharov is actually 2,000 years or 2 days, which is 2,000 years of desolate. Shinema says Yachyenu mi yomoyim, that you should bring us back from yomoyim, right? From 2 days, which 2 days means two right, 2,000. Okay, let's stop here and do a bit of review.